Thank you for joining us today for this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the Events Coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Today's SWB process, Tending to Leadership and Government Structures, will be led by SSP board member and shamanic practitioner with the PowerPath School of Shamanism, Lena Stevens. Welcome to the call, Lena.
Thank you, Amanda, and it's a pleasure to be with all of you. And I want to start by thanking those of you who are on the call. This was a short notice, and this call to action was originally scheduled for Tuesday, and we were going to do the same thing. However, it seemed wise to push it up so that we could have actually several days for you to re-listen to this tending and perhaps lend your support in tending this very important issue over the next few days, over the next week. It's something that we powerfully can do as a community. So I always like to begin these Shamanism Without Borders events by just getting everybody cleared and everybody grounded. So take a couple of deep breaths. Just connect with Mother Earth, with Pachamama. And as you breathe, just allow any energy that feels ungrounded or imbalanced within yourself to fall away. Breathe out and release any energy that feels like a reaction, so that we can come to a neutral place from which we do this work. Neutrality is very, very important when working with Shamanism Without Borders and tending, because from a neutral place, you have more access to the truth. When you're not neutral, everything is colored through a lens, the lens of your own reactions. So we're coming to neutral here as a way to begin this process. So I'm going to bring the container of support in for this process. I always like to bring in the directions as a container and put some protection on all of us as we do this tending. So we call in the spirit of the East and the South and the West and the North, creating a circle, a medicine wheel around all of us who are on this call and who will be listening to it at a later time. And we call in the spirit of the sky, Pachacamama, for protection and clarity. And we call in the power of Mother Earth, the support of Mother Earth, Pachamama, to help us, to nurture us, and for her healing energy, to lend her healing energy to whatever tending shows up for us to do. Now, I'd like to begin this process by asking you to imagine that you are in a little capsule, like a spaceship, and you're going up above the earth so that you can have a bird's eye view of our planet. This is a way of stepping back from any individual focus that you might have, any attention that you might have on a particular governmental structure or leadership structure, and see the pattern as a whole. Our entire planet has been under a set of patterns which have dictated how leadership structures and governmental structures and competition and reactions and violence and all of that has occurred over the last many hundreds of years. So we're not just dealing with one thing here. We're dealing with an entire pattern. So as you look back down to our planet, just get a sense that there is an energy that's coming in. The Toltecs call it the sixth sun, but it's a higher vibration that is demanding change. And there's a stubborn pattern that is still engaged on the planet, and people are engaged with it. It's karmic. It's generational. So this is what we're tending today. So open yourself up to whatever possibilities come in for you to do this tending. It could be that you really are drawn to tend something very specific, but it could be that you tend something general in the pattern. So from a place of neutrality and without any kind of judgment, imagine that there is, and we did suggest that you create a little altar and that you place something on the altar that represents a governmental leadership structure. If you don't have such a thing, just imagine something like that in front of you. Could be a building, could be a group of people, it could be a country, whatever it is. Just imagine it in front of you. And the first thing we're going to do is do some clearing, because energies have been stirred up. Astrologically, we have a lot of Mars right now, and it is the Mars is the god of war, and it is stirring up a kind of frequency, a kind of energy, which is actually very positive. When there is a crisis, and you can even look at your own lives and see that when there has been a crisis in your life, that it has caused often a necessary change. So we do have crisis energy right now, causing a lot of friction that will cause a lot of movement and a lot of change. In the process, there's a lot of debris, karmic debris, negativity, anger, negative emotions, negativity in the land, in the people, in the air. We call it hucha, and we're not judging it as good or bad. It's just energy that needs to be cleared. So before we go into the personal journey for each one of you in what you will and how you will be tending to governmental and leadership structures, we're going to do some clearing with tobacco. And if you have either your own tobacco, or if you have a smudge stick, or even something virtual, a candle, something that you can use to participate in this, you're welcome to. So I'm going to sing an Ikaro into the tobacco, and then we're going to clear the image or the symbol of leadership and governmental structures for the whole planet. Tobaki to tobacco, poderoso médico. Tobaki to tobacco, poderoso médico. Limpiando limpio, poderoso médico. Limpiando limpio, todo hucha médico. Toma aquí, toma pacho, poderosa médico, limpiando, limpio, todo lucha limpio. Limpiando, arreglando todo energía, limpiando todo negativo, lucha limpio. Todo suscito vano de planeta tamo. Todo suscito vano limpiando, limpio. Tobaquito limpio, tobaquito limpio. Now I'm going to light this tobacco and then I'm going to blow it 5 times. And with each blow, just imagine that that smoke is being sent out. And you can just imagine sending it out to whatever governmental structure or leadership structure needs it the most right now. Now we'll go into journey space so that you can receive instructions and information and clarity about what you can do for your own tending. So in this journey, I'm going to be playing the drum. You're going to be led either to a place or get information about what you personally can do for tending leadership and government. It could be that you're shown an event or a group of people or a physical place or a building or a country. And just listen and receive whatever instructions you personally get. Everyone has their own medicine that they can lend to this. And it's all different. If we were to share at the end of this call, we would all have come up with something different. Could be that that it suggested that you sing a song, or that you work with water, or air, or a rattle, or a drum, or more tobacco. Whatever it is, you'll have some time after the call to follow the instructions and to complete your portion of the tending. So to begin the journey, just close your eyes, be in a space where you can go inward. Take a deep breath and imagine a portal that will take you to from your ordinary reality into non-ordinary reality, to the spirit world where you can see everything as energy and you can receive instructions from your guides, your allies, and the focus of what we are tending today. And just allow the drum to take you to what you need to see, what you need to hear, instructions you need to receive. And when the journey's over, I will drum rapidly to bring you back out and give you a couple of minutes to take some notes. Thank you.
time to return to your ordinary physical reality. Thanking your guides, thanking spirit, and if you received instructions to do some tending that you didn't have a chance or time to complete during this process, go ahead and just jot down a few notes for yourself. This is a tending that could use almost daily focus. And I would encourage you to make some time every day to do some tending in this area. So the next thing that we're going to do is that I have with me a Hopi rattle that was given to me by Medicine Man many years ago. And it is a rattle that was made from silver, brass, and gold, and designed especially for conflict resolution, in to be used in a ceremonial way, but to bring in energies that will get rebalanced to resolve conflict, to resolve two sides of conflict, bringing in particular energies and particular spirits that can do that. So I'm going to play this rattle for a while. And while I'm playing the rattle, if each one of you can just allow yourself to either send this rattle out with the intention of resolving conflict. And if you get images about where that is or who it's with, this is really being sent out to anyone who feels in conflict, who is carrying anger, confusion, and conflicted in any way. Particularly, of course, around leadership or governmental structures, since that's our focus. But you can also send it out to anyone personally who is conflicted at this time. Here we go. And we call in the allies and the spirits that wish to come in and help all of humanity at this time on the planet to resolve conflict. The higher beings and guides that can help us transition to a higher consciousness for all. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to end this tending session with a blessing song, a healing song, sung into some Agua Florida, and then blown out. So as I blow the blessing song, the healing song out, you can send it into any place on the planet, anything you've received information about, any person, any structure, any location. Bendiciones curay, curayo. Bendiciones para cada unido. Curay, 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 Pachamamita. Curay, 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 cada unido. Todo municita y nueva cita y en ley. Curay, 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 curay. Pachamamita, lo de cuidando, arreglando, balanzando. Curay, limpiando, limpia, limpia, limpia. Bendiciones para cada unido. Bendiciones para cada unido. Brilla, 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 nuevo andaría. Lleno, 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 lleno de la luz. Luz de corazón y luz de espíritu. Yendo, 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 brilla, brilla, yo, brilla, brilla, yo. Now we'll release the container of support that we brought in at the beginning. Thank you so much, Pachamama, for all of your support and nurturing and healing energy. Thank you so much, Father Sky, Pachatata, for your wisdom, clarity, and protection. Thank you, Spirit of the North, Spirit of the West, Spirit of the South, and Spirit of the East. And thank all of you who are on this call with me doing this very important tending. Thank you so much. Aho.
Thank you, Lena, for guiding us through the process of tending to leadership and government structures. If this work resonates with you and you are interested in finding ways to become further involved, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. There you can sign up for free online trainings, purchase the SWB guidebook, view upcoming SWB events, and more. Also, feel free to connect with our growing social media community by joining our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, February 9th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action led by SWB community leader Nancy Langston and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to share your comments through the Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group or leave a comment on the audio playback webpage. Thanks again for joining. Blessings to you and all of your relations. Aho.